The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Axford Rises to Shine. The Green Hornet strikes again. Miss Case was trying to type a letter and ignore the squirming and soft chuckles of Michael Axford, who shared the office with her.
Oh, by golly, this is good. Confound. Huh? What's the matter?
Matter, you big thunderhead. Why can't you find something to do?
Casey, hey, don't be throwing letters around.
Letters? This should have been a letter, but it's a mess. I can't think of what I'm doing when you squirm and talk to yourself.
No, Casey, didn't do it.
Hundreds of thousands of people read the Daily Sentinel every day and manage to do it without talking to themselves or reading aloud or squeaking their chair.
But I would
In the name of the Fourth Estate can't you? Or if you must be so enthusiastic, read the paper someplace else.
But, Casey, I'm not reading the Sentinel.
What?
This is the Clarion.
Worse and worse. Mr. Reed's letter's all messed up because you read the rival sheet.
But, Casey, look at this and you'll hoot, too.
I'm no owl.
It's Lowry. That smart Alec thinks he's a reporter, and this'll show him that my nose for news tops his. I tried to tell the lug, but no, he was too smart. He wouldn't listen.
What are you talking about? Let me see that story.
It's the druggist over in Bayview. That's a suburb, you know.
I used to live in Bayview, Axford. I know it's a suburb.
This guy's name is Daniels. When I tried to tell Lowry
that... I'm reading it. I know his name is Daniels.
Yeah, it says so there. And all the time, he had a lot of young folks hanging around his joint who went all the way out to Bayview just to go to his drugstore.
Will you let me read the story?
Go ahead. I'm not stopping you. I'm only saying that I suspected there was something screwy about so many young folks going to the Daniels store. His malt and milk saying they weren't that good. I know on account of I tried them.
He's arrested Daniels on a narcotic charge.
Yeah. By golly, that's awful, that it is.
He was peddling some new kind of narcotic.
That's what I'm telling you. I suspected something of the sort and tried to get Lowry to go there with me and look it over. But he wouldn't do it.
Axford, come with me.
Huh? Where to? I want to call Lowry and rub it in.
Quiet, Lug. Tell the boss about it. Come on.
Now, Reed, I didn't...
Case, get the best attorney on our staff. I want the best.
Yes, Mr. Reed, but this article of the Clarion...
I've read it.
Reed, I know you're sorry about being scooped on that story. I tried to tell Lowry there was something funny going on in the Daniels store.
Who else did you tell?
Huh? Me?
Come, Axford, who else did you talk to about that store and your suspicions?
Why, golly, Reed, I don't know.
I've just buzzed for Lowry. What about the attorney, Miss Case? If you can't get one, get another. On the phone right away.
Oh, on the phone? Yes, Mr. Reed.
Reed, what are you so steamed up about? We've been beat on stories before, but you never
went... Axford, if this came from your loose talk, I'll muzzle you with chains.
Hi, Casey, I expected this call. Hey, boss, this is the rottenest break yet. I talked to Newcomb, and he's hopping mad about the blunder of the local cops.
Well, Newcomb has reason to be.
Look, he must have missed something. Newcomb is a special investigator.
The great brain at work again.
Is that the Newcomb you're yapping about, Lowry?
Yeah.
Did the cops do something wrong in making that arrest? Shouldn't they have arrested Daniels?
No.
But wasn't he selling narcotics or something illegal?
Axford, don't try to understand. I told you to forget it when you tried to tell me about that Bayview drugstore.
But I had me suspicions.
And you told them to Lowry.
Yeah,
only and to some of your police friends, and how many others?
Reed, I didn't mean no harm. I was thinking about the young folks that were buying those narcotics.
With a chance to smash a new drug racket, probably inspired by Tokyo, you garble the whole thing.
Loose talk.
Now see here, the two of you. I didn't mean to do anything wrong. Maybe I did say something. Maybe I made a mistake. But don't keep me on the pan any longer. You're getting me dander up, by golly, and I won't take it from you, Lowry.
Yes, Bert, I can't hear on this phone.
Then, by golly, I close the door. Now I'll finish what I was saying.
Sit down, you wild banshee.
I can say what I got to say standing up.
Then stand. The whole thing's just this, Axford.
Make it awful simple, boss, so he can understand it.
Lowry, someday you're going to needle me too far. I'm warning you.
Now look, Axford. Newcomb was watching Daniel. He had men checking every move that Daniels made in the hope of getting at the men higher up.
Oh, golly.
And there's a good chance that the whole thing was planned by Tokyo to undermine the United States. They tried the same thing in China.
Why, those dirty spot people.
When the Bayview police grabbed Daniels, they broke off any chance to get to the higher-ups.
Oh, golly, now I can understand. Now the louts that were supplying Daniels would crawl back into their shells.
Now, that's the general idea.
And now it'll be tougher than ever for Newcomb and his special investigators to get the big shots.
That's the trouble.
And the big shots will just drop Daniels and find someone else to take his place. Oh, Reed, I ought to be kicked in the slats if I'm to blame for this.
Grab your ankles, Axford. I'll accommodate.
Well, we don't know that you're the one that's to blame, Axford, but this serves as a good example.
Reed, the chances are the Bayview cops had the same idea I had.
Oh, excuse me. Hello? Oh, fine. Put him on the line.
Lawyer?
Yeah. Hello, Harry. There's a man named Daniels in the Bayview jail. I want you to go and talk to him. Find out if he has counsel, and if not, tell him that you've been paid by those who are interested in him to represent him. Is that clear? Well, if he already has counsel, find out who it is and who's paying for it, if you can. Also, find out how much the police have against him, and let me hear from you. Okay. Goodbye.
Reed, are you kidding?
Why?
Don't tell me you're going to help that crook beat the rap.
I want to find out how big an attorney he already has to help him beat the rap, as you put it. Yes? Oh, yes, Harry. Did you talk to Daniels? Yeah, well, what did he say? Oh, so he has no attorney. What? He refused to let you represent him. What? He doesn't want counsel. That's strange. Mighty strange.
Cocktail, Jean? Well, a highball, perhaps? Oh, I try so hard to make the poor little apartment comfortable for you.
Look, Dora, I...
Oh, you bad, bad boy. You make it a point to call me Dora. My name is Doreen.
Your name is Dora. Mine is Jack. The phony pronunciation you give it is all right for your giddy playmates. When I'm here, let's call a spade a spade.
Oh, poor little me. I have such a bruise.
Look, I'm worried about that guy Daniels.
But why? He's taken care of.
What if he squeals? Maybe you've forgotten, Dora. He knows who we are.
He can do nothing, Jock. My position in the
city... Yeah, your position. Maybe you think that because you've gotten bids into some of the swell homes, go to a couple of the better clubs and know a few women in the social register, you're impregnable. You're not. Just remember that when the FBI cracks down, they crack no matter who you are. And influence doesn't mean much when those boys with whiskers get the goods on you.
Oh, you talk like a fool. You think I was born yesterday? You think I was trained in Budapest only to make a jailbird of myself?
Well, what if Daniels does talk?
He will not talk, my friend. He knows the penalty. And you need not grunt. Perhaps it would interest you to know that he's in jail because I wanted him there.
Wanted him there?
I knew the special investigators were watching his drugstore.
Oh. I didn't know they already had the store watch.
Oh, there's much you don't know. That's the difference between us. That's why I'm the one who gives, and you the one who takes the order.
My thunder, Dora. You can be cold as ice when you want to be.
If he'd stayed in business, the investigators would have gotten the lead they wanted. So Daniels is now out of circulation.
But how did you tip the cops off?
A phone call, posing as a woman whose friend had formed a habit.
You called the cops?
Oh, the call was made, John. I wouldn't risk my own voice.
Does Daniels know who turned him in?
No, but he's had his instructions. He will plead guilty and take whatever is handed him.
You're sure?
My dear, naive Jacques, we can handle Daniels. We got him involved at the start by a promise of wealth. We will keep him loyal by threats of harm to his son and daughter.
Dora, I'm sorry.
You should be.
My hat's off to you. I can relax.
Oh, I shouldn't have told you. I should have let you pay for your lack of confidence in me by sleepless nights of worry.
There's still one thing.
Well?
What about distribution? You've got to find someone to take Daniel's place.
Oh, you fool. Why do you think I've made so many efforts to widen my circle of acquaintances? I have several to whom I'm about to offer the chance to pick up some extra cash.
But if they know that you have...
I merely introduce them to the man who can supply them with the goods upon which they make the profit. Oh, stop being concerned, Jacques. Little Doré will not be caught asleep at the switch. Now, let's open the window and enjoy the pleasant evening from the balcony.
Not much of a view from here. That's the street packed with traffic.
Oh, Mercy, look.
A car. They're driving like crazy.
Oh, I love to see it. It wastes tires and gasoline.
Look out!
Oh, what a glorious smash-up.
Three cars involved. Come on downstairs.
Coming, I knew something would happen. The
driver must have been drunk.
Anyone hurt?
Get back.
Anybody call the hospital? Where's the doctor?
I said to Mary, if they don't have a smash, I miss my guess.
Let me through. I'm from the Sentinel. I gotta get the story.
Save your breath, Oxford, and help lift this car.
I'm with you, Lowry. Oh, Lowry, ain't it awful?
I phoned for a doctor.
He'll be here in a minute.
All right.
I think at least two of them are gone.
He didn't know. And now he's gone.
Our plan is working, Truckman.
Five people, my sister and her friends, gone. Oh, if I could only get my hands around the throats of those rats that handle narcotics.
Our plan is working.
Dope them.
I'm sorry, but there's nothing can be done, Mr. Berry. Your son died on the way to the hospital. You can see him, but it'd be better if your wife didn't.
I understand.
Our plan is working.
Our plan is working.
Our plan is working.
Never mind how late it is, Sergeant. You let me and Lowry in to see that guy Daniels and be quick about it.
I'll let you in, Axford, but don't think it's because of your loudmouth threat.
I'm mad, that's what I am. I've got me dander up. I've seen things tonight.
Hey, I'm trying to sleep.
Sleep and be hanged, Daniels. It's me, Axford, again. Come on, Lowry.
Now, look, Mike, take it easy.
Axford, save your breath. Daniels, a little while ago, five people were killed in a wreck on account of that stuff you sold them.
Yeah, leave me alone. I know my rights.
You and your rights. Now, you tell me where you got that stuff. You hear?
Let me go.
Axford, you can't do this. Leave him alone.
Axford, don't be a fathead. Leave him alone.
From where did you get your stuff?
I don't know his name. I don't know his address. I don't know anything about him. You let me go, or I'll bring charges against you and that guy in this whole confounded town, as well as your newspaper.
What's the use? Soon be hanged. Lowry, Sergeant, I'm a man of action. What's to be done with a thing like this that you can't fight?
Cato, it has me stopped.
You too, Mr. Britt?
Daniels won't even have a lawyer. He just pleads guilty and he'll take the penalty.
Yes, sir. I know.
Hello, Reed.
Axford? Great Scott, what's the matter with you?
Reed, I'm licked. I'm licked bad and I'm admitting it.
Oh, you look ill, Mr. Axford.
I am. I'm going to my bedroom. I got to think. Reed, isn't there something a guy my age could do in the army? I'm fighting mad, and I've got to fight.
Well, how's Axford now, Cato?
I offered to prepare sandwiches, and he refused.
Refusing food. He is badly hit.
Yes, sir. He is.
Cato, these undercover people work in groups. They have to. Daniels has to get his drugs from someone. The man who sells it to him is just one of many distributors, probably scattered all over the country. Now, these distributors have to go someplace for their supplies, which means that someone has to make the stuff for them.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Now, in a case like this, from what I've learned, this drug is something new. The ring is just starting operations in this city. If it can be put out of business here, it'll prevent untold trouble. It's like swatting a fly in the early spring.
One fly killed in spring is equal to hundreds killed in midsummer.
That's the idea. That's why it's so important to find some way to break Daniels. He'd sooner go to jail than squeal. Probably because he's afraid of what would happen to his family. But the others in the ring won't be so likely to have families. If we can just learn the names of a few of them, they'll talk their heads off to avoid a death penalty.
Oh, then it all depends on making Daniels talk.
Yes. That rat would just open up.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
There must be some way to make him talk.
Is there anything he could say?
I don't know.
Too bad Mr. Axford cannot confer with him.
Oh, Axford's bark's worse than his bite, Cato.
Bark? Bite?
Axford wouldn't really hurt anybody. Wait a minute.
Yes?
Cato, I wonder if it'd work.
What is it, Mr. Britt?
Is the Black Beauty gassed up?
Oh, yes, sir.
Then get the gun ready. I'll get the mask. See that the door to this room is locked in case Axford comes looking for me.
Very good.
There's a cottage on the lake at Bayview. Ken Green's cottage. It isn't being used this summer. Ken's in the army. The very place.
Door is locked.
Come on, then. We're traveling to Bayview.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the walls of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
To take this car out of the city.
It is dangerous.
It's hard enough to dodge the police there. They catch us in the country and cut off the highways, we're sunk.
Must the car be taken tonight?
I don't want there to be any doubt about who took Daniels from jail.
I see.
Cato, look in the compartment and see if that box of seals is there.
It was there when I looked last time.
Make sure. We'll need them tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, here they are. The seals of the Green Hornet.
How many of them?
There are quite a few. At least 100.
Good enough. Tonight, we're going to leave the unmistakable mark of the Green Hornet.
Now, look, Daniels, why don't you open up?
What do you mean, Sergeant?
I took the night shift on guard duty here so as I could talk with you. Now, you're a father. You got a couple of kids of your own.
I've got nothing to say.
But don't your kids mean anything to you?
You bet they do. Plenty.
Is that why you won't squeal? Were you told to take a rap and keep your mouth shut? Plead guilty?
I'm not talking. That's all.
Steady. Hey, what?
Mast. What is this?
Unlock that door, Sergeant.
Before I do that, I'll...
Sorry to gas you. It's not fatal.
You're the Green Hornet.
Glad to meet you too, Daniels. I'll have you out of there in no time.
As soon as I get this guy's keys.
Here we are.
You leave me alone. I'm not going with you.
Don't talk nonsense.
No, no, no. Leave me alone. You're not one of them.
You want to walk or be carried?
Please, I've heard of you. Leave me alone. I never went against you.
How do you know you didn't?
I won't go.
Now get along.
My arm, I...
Hurts, doesn't it? Just a sample of what's to come if you don't get going. You eternal idiot, I might be saving your life. Don't you realize that?
Saving my life?
There were five people dead. Five families who'd sell their souls to get their fingers around your neck. And there are people that think you might be compelled or persuaded to squeal on them. They'd like to seal your lips, too.
No, no, they wouldn't do that.
Car's right there. Get in.
Are you telling the truth?
There's a lot of people would like to kill you. They all know where you are. That Bayville jail was a lead pipe cinch to get into. Get in there.
Where are you taking me?
You'll find out.
Who's this?
He's driving.
Holy crow, who's phoning at this hour? Why don't Reed answer? Cato. Must have the phones cut off. Hello? This is me. Oh, you read about me wanting to get the Hornet, eh? They called me at this hour to tell me. Now let me tell you this, I... You what? You've seen him? Where? When? Bayview, you say? Holy crow! Oh, golly, where'd they put those shoes? I've got to get going. I've got to go it alone this time. I can maybe get a real story. Too bad Bayview's out of Doyle's jurisdiction. Whoa, but he'll be burning up when he finds I got the Green Hornet without him.
Oh, how long was I out? Oh, my head. Golly, what? Oh, I remember. The Hornet was here.
Sarge, holy crow, what happened to you?
You're that Sentinel reporter.
I'm Mike Axford. Where's that Hornet?
Slugged me with gas. I guess I've been out for a half hour or more.
He's got to start. I'm too late again. I was told he was coming in here.
You came from town?
Yeah, and fast. Hey, your prisoner's gone.
Why, that's right. He tried to make me unlock the door.
Here's his sticker on the bars. The seal of the Green Hornet. That spalpeen, so that's why Daniels kept his lip buttoned.
He knew the Hornet would get him out.
Oh, if that Hornet's in the racket, I... Hold on, Sarge.
What's that?
Look out. Don't touch it to spoil any fingerprints. It looks like this box was dropped here. I use me handkerchief. Maybe we've got a clue or something, Sarge. This is the box he keeps them stickers in. Look, there's a flock of them here. And something else.
Let me see.
Watch out with your fingerprints now. It's a slip of paper cut from a newspaper. For sale. Now vacant. Cottage on Bayview Beach. Greenwald's the name of the cottage.
I know the place. Young Green owned it, and now he's in the army.
Hey! Why is the Hornet carrying this? Sergeant, how far is that from here?
About a mile.
Then come on. I've got me car right outside.
What are you going to do now?
Daniels, I hope you'll be safe here.
Why did you bring me here? Why are you interested in me?
You'll learn that in due time. It wouldn't do for that fellow Axford to get his hands on you, Daniels. He has ways of getting the truth out of people like you.
Who do you mean?
If he ever goes into action, you'll find out.
The door.
You wait right there.
Yes, Kato? The car is coming. Headlights look like Mr. Axford.
Good. Step this way. I want to keep an
eye on Daniels through the window.
Can you see Black Beauty from here?
No, it's too dark.
It's well concealed.
Axford's headlights won't hit it as he comes here, will he?
No.
And get in then. I'll join you as soon as we're sure Axford gets his man. Well, that's Axford, all right. Get ready to shove off.
This is the place, Sergeant?
Yep.
All right, then. I'd bust right in and be ready to shoot. Stand back of me, just in case. All right, get your mitts up. So, by golly, it's you again, Daniels. Where's your pal? Where's the green harness?
I don't know.
Don't fib to me. I've been hunting that bird for years. This is the first time I got one of his pals in a place where I could really question him.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. All right, then maybe you can find out.
Hey, Axford, do you hear that?
The harness.
Look that way. There he goes.
Try for the tires.
Ah, he got away.
Once more, hang it, all right. No, you don't, Daniels. You don't slip out on me.
I don't know anything. I'll go back to jail.
Sure you will, you lug, but not before you squeal. Me dander's up now, by golly. You talk.
Sergeant, stop him. Don't let him
get... Axford, I'm going out to look at the stars.
No. Please, don't get my kids if I squeal.
If they're all in the hoosegow, they won't get nobody. Now do you talk, or do I roll up me sleeves?
No. I'll talk.
This is the girl. Come on in, boys. I've got a warrant for you, Dora, and we're going through this apartment.
No, you can't. There isn't anything
this
here.
This is Uncle Sam speaking. Daniel squealed.
I never heard of him.
Daniel told about your friend, Jack. He told us about you and several others. Now maybe you'd like to talk.
Wait. Listen. Let me help you get the others. I'll become a counter-spy. I'll help you.
They're always ready to pull the double-cross, boys. This is going to be a roundup that will shake the town.
They sure collared a flock of those rats, but the harness is still free. Hang it, I just about had me hands on him last night.
You did, eh?
Then, fighting mad as I was, I didn't even get to manhandle Daniels. He squealed when I did no more than threaten.
Axford, you never manhandled anyone seriously in your life. That soft heart of yours...
Well, anyhow, Daniels didn't know about that soft heart. He squealed plenty.
You have just heard the adventure, Axford Rises to Shine. These exciting dramas are sent to you each week at this same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Height speaking. This program has come to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit. This is the Blue Network.